Well, I want to sort of back up and talk about what happens in relationships. A lot of times is it becomes kind of boring and stale. We've been married 40 years. One of the things that we've been really intentional about is our date nights, whatever, date weekends, whatever you want to call them, consistently doing. The importance of dating your spouse.
Like it.
Right. Okay. And really putting the effort, energy, creativity into it to make things fun. Because when you are having fun with your partner, when you are having new experiences together, there's lots of really good chemicals going on in the brain. I'm Julie Bullitt. I've been a family therapist for over 30 years.
I'm David Bullitt. I've been a divorce and family lawyer for more than 35 years.
Together, we have been married for more than 37 years.
In our professional practices, the two of us have been witnesses to individuals and families struggling with life's most difficult challenges. In this podcast, we will talk about the conversations we have had,
the conversations we should have had,
and those that every relationship needs to have in order to find success, happiness, and fulfillment.
This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
Come closer.
Welcome back to Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
Just you and me tonight talking about an interesting, nice.
You just I just love when it's you and me.
Yeah, that was nice. So we're doing something a little bit different. Number one, we don't really have much of a script, which I don't like very
much.
Which
I love.
She loves. But you came up with this great idea that we are going to really do a lot with over the next month or so, 5 or 6 weeks and beyond into 2026.
Yep.
You said 26 for 26, right?
Yes.
So tell everybody, what does that mean?
Yeah. Well, I want to sort of back up and talk about what happens in relationships. A lot of times is it becomes kind of boring and stale. Right. And we've been married almost 40 years. And one of the things that we've been really intentional about is our date days, date nights, whatever, date weekends, whatever you want to call them, consistently doing them,
okay. Right?
And so the importance of dating your spouse.
Like it.
Right. Okay. And really putting the effort, energy, creativity into it to make things fun. Because when you are having fun with your partner, when you are having new experiences together, there's lots of really good chemicals going on in the brain.
Okay.
And the connections that you're having, if you're having fun with your partner, the little things that kind of might be annoying are not so annoying.
Okay.
Right?
So that would be good for us, I think, at this point, at this particular point. We've had some struggle. We've been on a struggle bus a little bit for various reasons. But yeah, it's good to be able to push some of that stuff to the back.
Absolutely. So I think that the intention of dating your partner is really important. And I came up with, we sort of talked about like doing some new dates this year. And then this concept sort of blossomed. Like, how about if we come up with 26 cool things to do, cool dates to do in 2026?
Okay.
And we have a list started. It is not comprehensive and it's not at 26 yet, but we are polling the audience, asking for some suggestions, and we're also reaching out to different places to see if, you know, people want to have us come there. And
let me interrupt you for a second.
Yes.
So again, this is supposed to be participatory, right? It's not just you and I, but we want people who are going
to
listen in.
No, we want people to be motivated, and we want people to be excited about the concept. So 26 in 26.
And with Valentine's Day coming up.
Yes.
Right? It's not just going to be a one-off. So we're not talking about candy and pajamas. We're talking about experiences together that maybe many will be new and different, and maybe some will be more comfortable, something that we're more used to just because we like those types of things, right?
Yeah. So far on our list, we did one date.
We did. That was awesome.
Which was great. And it was kind of a bigger, you know, experience. We did the 24-hour date, which involved going someplace for 24 hours and doing multiple things together.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, really. We left in the morning. We drove about 45 minutes away to this area in Northern Virginia, checked into a hotel, and then we roamed around, did some shopping, eating, drinking, had a great night at the end. We had some bourbon and What did we have for dinner? What was so good?
Short ribs.
Short ribs. Really good. But we just spent the night, got up in the morning and came on back.
Yeah. Yeah. And we
loved that.
And it was, you know, it was 24 hours. So it was pretty quick, but we had a good time together. And when we go on dates, lots of times it involves like getting dressed up and, you know, just making it kind of special. And we did do that. And that was really nice. And, but your dates may be, they might look like something different, and that's okay too. So a couple of the things that I want to share that I put, that we've come up with, you've come up with a few, I've come up with a few that we are going to do, and we're going to keep on adding until we get to 26. And who knows, we might do more than 26, which would be okay. So a lot of people have said, well, you know, like finances are an issue for us and we don't have the money to like do the dinners or, you know, go stay in a hotel and stuff. And here is when you got to dig in the creativity, right? Like here is when you have to say, okay, we can do a date at home, or we can do a date in nature, or we can do a date at a friend's place or whatever it is. So if money is an issue, which it is for a lot of people, time may be an issue, you got to be creative.
Right, right. No, I think that's important, and you got to be intentional about it. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
We've talked about that intentionality before. Yep. You just got to come up with some things, brainstorm, and just go do it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do.
We have a few that are already lined up.
Yes.
So tell everyone about the ones that we've already lined up with some outside folks. And I'll tell you about one that I have lined up for us too.
Ooh, I'm excited. So we do, we're going to do a dance class. I think it's with Arthur Murray Dance in Rockville, and they are going to have us to, do a class over there. So I don't know what kind of dance that is. It's probably like,
I think you can do whatever you want. Maybe we could stick with that country swing.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. So we're going to do a dance night date, dance night lesson date. Mm-hmm. And then if we're good, then we could go dancing another time by ourselves for a dance night.
We could do that. Yeah, I have some thoughts there. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do that. The other thing that we're going to do is we're going to go to a speakeasy, a local speakeasy, and we're really excited about that. We've actually been there before when they first opened, and I've heard that it's even gotten like better and better, so we're really excited to go
back. Lone Oak, right?
Lone Oak in, is it Brookville?
Brookville.
Maybe Laytonville,
Maryland.
Yeah, so they're going to have us come, and we're going to have some drinks and some food, and that's going to be really fun. So I'm not going to tell you about all of the things that we have, but I do have that when David's knee is better, I'd like to go on a 3-mile hike as one of our dates.
As opposed to a 30-foot hike, which is about what I can do at the moment.
Yeah. And then if we can do that, then I'd like to go on a 5-mile hike. Mm-hmm. So that's on our list. The other thing is Guy Fieri.
Yes.
Who is a
chef.
Very famous chef. Commented on one of our reels, and one of my friends said, you know what, you should do a date night where you cook Guy Fieri food. And I thought, oh my God, that's great. So we're going to cook together. And we're going to come up with his recipes, and we're going to do a date night where we cook together.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So that's on our list. And then another idea, I think I saw this actually someplace, but I really, really liked it, was we're going to, it's another cooking thing, but it has a little twist to it. We're going to go to Trader Joe's, me and you, and we're going to do rock, paper, scissors for who gets to pick the different parts of the meal. So there's appetizers. There's the main course.
Is there any like things you have to say that you have like absolute vetoes on?
Well, I know that you won't eat Brussels sprouts.
Right, that's
so
my
I'm
point.
Not picking Brussels
okay,
sprouts.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Okay. So there's the appetizers. There is going to be a main dish, a dessert, and a drink.
Okay.
And we're going to do rock, paper, scissors, and we're going to pick out the food, and then we get to come home and cook it either that day or the next day.
All right. That sounds like fun.
I like that a lot. And let's see what else we had on this. I'd like to do maybe a couple's spa, like go get massages or facials or something. I don't know how you feel about that.
I don't like, that's just not my thing, but you know, part of this is to do things that aren't. Oh, a lot of these sound like they're your things and not my thing, but we'll figure it out. I'm just not a spa person.
Okay. So
personally, but.
So, okay. So maybe that might be a maybe.
That might be a maybe. That's a maybe.
Okay.
That's a maybe.
So we'll stay tuned for that one.
Yes. That's a maybe.
So what do you have up your sleeve?
Well, I reached out to our good friend, Rory Baldini, at our favorite place down at the shore of Bethany Blues. Rory's now at the Rehoboth location. I told him what we were doing. And we're going to do a little special dinner there at the Rehoboth location. Now, again, we're not looking for freebies. We're looking to just set ourselves in this particular case in a place that we're comfortable in with people that we're comfortable with, mm-hmm. who've taken care of us before. So we're going to do that somewhere in the Valentine's Day vicinity,
okay.
somewhere
that
in that area.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah.
sounds great.
We'll take some video. We'll promote the restaurant, just like we're going to do with Lone Oak,
yep.
with Arthur Murray and the other places that agree to have us or host us for this little 26 campaign.
26 dates in 26.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of like a campaign. We're going to talk about it. We're going to be on Fox 5 hosting mm-hmm. Lion Lunch on February the 11th, I think it is.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a lot about this during our little segment there also, the 26 for 26.
Yeah. And if you guys have ideas for us, fun things that you've done, or you want to join us in our campaign, whatever we want to call it, campaign 2026, we would love to hear, you know, if you guys have done some of these dates or if you are planning to do some dates or you're inspired by this idea of dating your spouse, right? Because I do think that as a couples therapist, that's what I see in my office a lot of times is people stop dating. They stop having fun. Life gets in the way. What do you see in your office as a divorce lawyer?
It's the same thing. And it's funny. This came up, I guess, about a week ago. We were driving in the car. If anybody remembers that old this old song, the Pina Colada song, you know, mm-hmm. where each of them decides they need – this couple have been together for a while. And they each decide they need something new in their lives. Mm-hmm. One of them places an ad that tells you how old the song is.
Yeah.
Places an ad. Someone responds. And they go to meet up. And it turns out that they're meeting each other. And one of them says, I didn't know you like pina coladas, getting – you know, dancing in the rain.
Caught
in the rain and that sort of thing. And so – you know, that happens with us mm-hmm. as a couple. It happens with every couple to some degree. You know, things, life just gets in the way mm-hmm. and you lose that need to have interest. But it's an intentional. You have to, it's yep. not like when we were kids and, you know, I saw you and all of a sudden, you know, I'm sweating and I got to just be with you. Now, I still feel that way, but now sometimes it takes a little bit more planning and stuff. I think this is a cool way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we know science says doing new things together, being intentional, really does help bond the relationship.
No question about it. I think
yeah.
it does. It has for us. And we've done some fun things in the past. And we got some other ones, too, that we're yeah. going to plan. And we will keep everybody apprised through Instagram. Watch us on Instagram. Watch our reels. Be sure to follow the folks that are kind enough to going to promote this campaign mm-hmm. throughout the next, probably the next several months. But certainly
no, it's going to take a year, honey.
Yeah, I'm saying the next several months.
Oh, so yeah, it's going to take a year to get through. I mean,
26, you know, 26
stack
dates. Them all up.
Yeah, we don't want to do one every day. So right. yeah, we're excited about it. I also think in thinking about this that coming up with doing some things physically together, like workout.
Now you're talking.
Well, intimacy can yeah. be part of the date, of course. And that's what we're sort of like hoping is if you go out and have a good time with your partner, that you'll go home and have a good time with your partner. Yeah. Or, as you know, we've talked about pre-gaming, actually incorporating pre-gaming into some of these dates would be a good idea. But I'm thinking about like coming up with, I mean, obviously the hike is something physical, but like doing, you know, a class together,
sure.
like a,
sure.
you know, kettlebell class or a yoga class. I've been trying to get you to do yoga. Maybe yeah. I need to put that on the list,
yeah.
but doing some things that are good for your physical health too, mm-hmm. I think would be, you know, nice and probably.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I really do. Physically, I'm a little bit challenged at the moment, but that won't last forever.
And then I just had an idea about something else I want
sure.
to ask you about. Would
okay.
you do one of those paint and sip classes with me or, you know, like
what
something artistic?
You mean paint a picture?
Yeah, you go paint a picture and then you get to, you can drink while you do it. Like drink wine or you probably right. could bring bourbon.
I don't paint. I really can even hardly even make a stick person, but sure, I would probably do it.
That would be fun.
Paint and sip. Okay.
Yeah. It's, I think paint and sip. I've never been there, but I think that would be
okay.
something fun to
okay.
do, like something
okay.
artistic or you can make candles together. You can do like, would you be open to something artistic?
Sure.
Like creative?
Yeah.
Okay.
Be open to it.
Okay. I know you'd be interested in going to like a like a bourbon making class or something.
Bourbon making class. Okay. Yeah. No. No. We're gonna do things that might just pop up as we go. We're not gonna have 26 on the list. We have some that we already have planned. Yep. We're gonna have others that are gonna come up as we go during the course of the year. We'll be posting, like I said, on Reels and on Stories and Instagram, Facebook, and everywhere else. And it should be fun. It was a great idea. You are filled with good ideas, and this is just another one.
Yeah.
And folks, hope you like this idea. Hope you join us. Send us notes. What did you do that was different, or what did you do that was comfortable, that was fun, but it was intentional and planned?
Yeah.
Let us know, and please join us next time on Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
Julie Bullitt is a professionally licensed clinical social worker and family therapist. David Bullitt is a divorce and family lawyer. Julie is not your therapist, and David is not your lawyer. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.